From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The only man convicted of bombing a Pan Am plane over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988 has been released from a Scottish prison on compassionate grounds. He's back in his native Libya. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Lockerbie.
Thousands of people turned out to greet 57-year-old Abdel Basset Al-Megrahi when his plane touched down in Tripoli. The welcome was in stark contrast to his departure from Scotland amid anger and recriminations about the Scottish government's decision to free him. He was released on compassionate grounds, an established part of the British judicial system for prisoners who are dying. Al-Megrahi has advanced prostate cancer and is expected only to live another few months. But relatives of those who died in the bombing in 1988 have called the move morally incomprehensible. President Obama said the release was a mistake. In a statement following his release, Al-Megrahi stood by his claim that he was wrongfully convicted of the bombing. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Lockerbie.
The U.S. government's less-than-two-month-old Cash for Clunkers program will be shut down Monday night. Speaking on a syndicated radio talk show host on Thursday, President Obama was asked why dealers are having a hard time getting government reimbursements for the rebates they extended to consumers.
If we were just sending out checks where applications were incomplete and so on, first of all, we'd be breaking the law because there are statutes set up in terms of how this is supposed to go. And secondly, there'd probably be some story. You'd be asking me about scandals where there were a whole bunch of checks of taxpayer money being wasted going out to people who hadn't actually bought cars.
The Transportation Department estimates that dealers sold 500,000 more vehicles through Cash for Clunkers. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will be speaking in Jackson Hole, Wyoming on Friday morning. Steve Beckner of Market News International filed this report.
Bernanke will be giving the keynote address at the Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank's annual symposium, a high-level conference attended by a select group of central bankers and economists from around the world. This year's theme is financial stability and macroeconomic policy, or in layman's language, how governments can best manipulate interest rates and alter taxes and spending programs to cope with a financial crisis and recession. How they can avoid precipitating future crises is also part of the agenda. This will be Bernanke's first public comment since July, when he signaled that the U.S. Central Bank is in no hurry to exit from its unprecedentedly stimulative credit stance or raise the short-term interest rates it controls from near zero. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Jackson Hole.
In Tokyo, the Nikkei average of 225 selected issues is down 195 points at 10,188. This is NPR News. An American man arrested in Myanmar for secretly visiting pro-democracy activist Aung San Suu Kyi is back in his home state of Missouri. From member station KSMU in Springfield, Jennifer Moore reports.
John Yetta is from the tiny town of Falcon, Missouri, which has little more than a small post office where he receives mail. The 53-year-old man was deported from Myanmar earlier this week after Virginia Senator Jim Webb secured his release. Airport officials in Springfield say Yetta arrived in a wheelchair and was greeted by family members. He was escorted by airport police through a back exit at the request of his family. He ran into trouble with Myanmar authorities after making a nighttime swim to the home of Aung San Suu Kyi in May. She, too, was arrested after the incident and remains in detention. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Moore in Springfield, Missouri.
Preliminary results from Afghanistan's presidential vote are not expected for days. Incumbent Hamid Karzai made more than 50% of the vote to avoid a runoff. Karzai had urged voters to defy threats of violence and go to the polls. Election observers say voter turnout was lighter than in 2004, but that millions shrugged off Taliban threats to disrupt the process. At least 26 people, however, were killed in scattered election-related violence. In Berlin, Germany, Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt set another world record Thursday by winning the 200-meter gold medal in 19.19 seconds. That's 0.11 seconds better than the record he set last year at the Beijing Olympics. His latest win also came 4 days after Bolt broke his 100-meter record by the same margin. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News. From Washington.